Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double your relaxing massaging shampoo and our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. Instant Replay. It's the MVP on repeat. Download the Sport Clips app and check in online today.
College can be hard, but every college dilemma can be met with a drawer of solutions. Library turns heat off after midnight, meet the sweater drawer. Dining hall doesn't allow takeout, meet the sweater drawer. Convincing yourself hacky sack is cool? Meet, okay, sweaters can't solve everything. But with a mom dresser, you'll have enough space for any new hobby. Like didgeridoo, sheet music.
Get 20% off all mom chest of drawers. Offer valid for IKEA family members in U.S. stores only from July 17th through 28th. While supplies last. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie. And your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more with help from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast.
Oh my God!
And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Gary's in New York this week, so I'm holding down the fort. If you don't know me, I'm the Memphis Tigers basketball beat writer over at the Daily Memphian. We got a big show for you today. At 4:25, we're going to be joined by Jeffrey Wright of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. We're going to talk a little bit of Tiger Woods and SEC football. At 4:44, we'll do four notable stories. At 5 o'clock, we'll be joined by Daily Memphian columnist Jeff Calkins. And then at 5:25, we're going to have a special interview with 2020 Tigers recruit Chris Moore and his brother, by the way. After that, we'll do dinner to go and get out of here. But I want to start with this. All right. So, Bennett, all week, I have been nothing but positive about Tiger Woods and him coming to Memphis for the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational.
Yeah, I think everybody has.
I have been sunshine and rainbows from day one. And from the beginning, from everything that I had heard and everything that I had sort of pieced together in my mind, I was totally convinced that Tiger Woods is coming to Memphis.
Yep.
And this is how that's just how it's going to be. This is going to be the biggest sporting event Memphis has had in forever, if not ever, and it's going to be awesome. And I was even planning to be to go from Tiger basketball beat writer to Tiger Woods beat writer for a week. Beginning last night, my mind began to change ever so slightly.
Yeah, you started hearing things.
And then at 9:21 a.m. this morning, I officially changed my Tiger to Memphis watch from sunshine and rainbows to worried.
Was it the first swing?
Yes. So it was a combination of two things.
Grimace? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a combination of two things. The first was I went to that 901 FC game last night.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking in my head, yeah. I mean, the game wasn't
very fun, but the atmosphere was cool.
The atmosphere was cool. Penny smashing the guitar was awesome. But I went there. I wrote a story about this, but I went there thinking, all right, I'm going to go there and I'm going to ask Penny about Tiger Woods because Penny's a Nike athlete. Tiger's a Nike athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And when I followed Penny on the golf course a few weeks ago for an old story, he had told me he lived in the same neighborhood as Tiger Woods and played on the same golf course as Tiger Woods. So I go there thinking, Penny's going to tell me, yes, I've played golf with Tiger Woods, and I'm super excited for him to come to Memphis.
Yeah.
Didn't go like that at all.
What did he say?
I've hit balls with Tiger Woods on the range. I talk to Tiger Woods. Like, we know each other well. And then I asked him if he was going to recruit him to come to Memphis, and the answer was, yeah, I'm going to give him my best shot. Maybe not this year, but before he retires.
Oh, man.
And that maybe not this year, like, I still in my head, hearing what I had heard, was thinking, okay, he's just hedging in case something changes, but Tiger's still coming. Not a big deal. And then I saw the very first tee shot this morning and the grimace, and I knew it was immediately time to dial Sunshine and Rainbows over to Worried. And then the entire thing falls apart for Tiger all day long. He's awful. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up loving Tiger Woods. He was one of the guys I looked up to the most. I remember every time the Masters would play, I was on spring break as a kid. I would go to the beach with my parents, and my dad and I would sit down, and we'd watch Tiger, and it felt like he won every single time.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. And so to watch that pained me. Today, I was like, ugh, even if we get that though, even if that comes to Memphis, the not so good Tiger, I'll still be happy.
Yeah, it doesn't, as long as he's here, right?
If he's here,
it doesn't matter what version we get.
If he's playing Thursday through Sunday, because there's no cut at this event, I will be happy. And then I saw two tweets come up after his round today.
Yeah.
The two tweets specifically, one was from Cam Rogers, and it said, I believe Cam is he's a golf reporter of some sort. He said Tiger Woods told Steve
He hosts
Sands,
the Tiger Woods podcast, believe it or not.
Well, there you go. There you go. He is Mr. Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
He tweeted, Tiger Woods told Steve Sands after his round his body isn't holding up as much as he'd like. Also admitted he can't swing the way he wants to on some shots. And asked if Tiger would play tomorrow. Tiger said, "I will be there." I don't think that that suggests that he's actually going to play. That he says he'll be there. I hope he plays. I think that would be a positive sign. But I think we may know that he's not coming to Memphis before that. Or if we don't, maybe it's a good thing. Mm. The other tweet was from Ryan Lavner. From Golf Channel. He said 78 for Tiger and didn't sound terribly optimistic. Said he's sore and can't move well and can't shape the ball. Headed for treatment. Just the way it is, he said, and the way it's going to be. That is, that's pretty much miserable. But you know what? Here's what I think. And after that, I changed my meter from worried all the way to full-on panic.
Yeah.
And that's where it stands now. And until I hear he's coming, I'm leaving it on full-on panic because it sounds really bad. But here's the thing. And I tweeted out that I thought it was a buzzkill and I was bummed. And in the moment, I was.
You're right. I mean, it is a buzzkill.
In the moment, I was. But I don't think it should be the same. I don't think you should take it to the extent I did when I first tweeted it out. I reserve my right to change my mind. I'm changing my mind right now.
Why is that?
Because this is still going to be an awesome, awesome golf event. And I just told you, I spent my childhood watching golf with my dad. My dad had a chance to go to the Masters in 2016. Tiger Woods wasn't playing. I wasn't supposed to go with him, and on the last day, on Sunday, we came across he came across an extra ticket for me to go. So I packed up all my stuff, 2016, drove there to go be with my dad and my grandpa, three generations at the Masters, 2016. All of us love Tiger. We're all Tiger guys. Mm-hmm. Tiger wasn't even playing. It was single-handedly, and I've been fortunate to be at some pretty good sporting events. It was single-handedly the best event I've ever been to, because there is nothing like watching golf in person, because it's so hard to catch the big shot, because there's so much stuff going on in different areas mm-hmm. that when you see it in person, it's totally different. And there have been really good golfers here in Memphis, but not this many. And your chances of seeing the spectacular at TPC Southwind this week is incredible. Like, it's still going to be an insanely fun event. There's going to be incredible golfers there, and you are bound to see some sort of fun moment that makes it all worth it, Tiger Woods or not.
I also think it might make for a more enjoyable experience for people that attend the event and buy tickets, because if Tiger's there, everyone's following Tiger when he's playing. Like, everyone's going to follow Tiger. So now you're going to have probably a more spread out crowd. People are going to pick their favorite golfers that they want to go and watch. And so it might make for a better experience overall, just because it's not just going to be everybody focused on Tiger the entire time, if he in fact doesn't show up.
And still, I understand why it might be a buzzkill for some, especially yeah. the people like me who grew up loving Tiger.
Well, he's never been here.
Everybody who likes golf in his era has at some point been a huge Tiger Woods fan. It's hard to imagine not. He changed the game. He changed it completely. So I get it. But it shouldn't take away from the entire experience. And it's going to be a ton of fun. And if you're not going to this event this next weekend, you're really going to miss out, because you may never get the chance again to see all the best golfers in the world in the same place. Next year, we got another chance at Tiger too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
you, he doesn't retire.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
won't.
Yeah, that would be catastrophic.
He's not going to retire until. I mean, I don't. I think he's going to come here eventually. I've heard people like talking about that as well. Like, let's just go ahead and say that he doesn't come. He will likely come eventually, because he's not going to give up his quest for the record. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to, until he just knows, I've got to retire, like, I just can't play anymore, he's going to keep playing.
And that's the thing. With this event, it matters in the points, and it comes every year right after this last major. So it feels like the chances of getting him are better, because the things he actually cares about are those four majors. Let's just be honest. He cares about getting to 18 majors. That's all that really matters to him. So I think if this tournament was a week before or 2 weeks before a major, we would have no shot. But as long as he's healthy, maybe he takes off some more time next year.
Yeah.
And I hate to talk like he's not coming, because he hasn't officially announced
it. It hadn't happened yet, no.
But don't let it ruin the experience. That's just the way that I feel. All right, when we come back, I'll be joined by Jeffrey Wright of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner is not your traditional mattress and furniture store. The prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores every day of the week, so you don't have to wait for some gigantic sale. The gigantic sale's there whenever you need it. They're located 2790 Kirby Whitten. That's in Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. And if you want to reach Mike directly, you can. 901-692-6200. That's 692-6200. A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal, each of the past 3 years, were asked to vote for best mattress store in the Memphis area, Sleepy Z's won all three times, and they've been nominated again. Remember, they sell more than just mattresses. Also furniture, name brand, living room sets, dining room sets, rugs. Anything that you need to furnish your home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's, so that's where you need to look. And when you check it out, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Gary Parrish Show. You'll get an additional 10% off. That's at Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner on the web, sleepyzzzs.com.
On Saturday, August 31st, the Fitz welcomes one of the most successful groups in rock history, Three Dog Night. Celebrate a night you won't forget with Three Dog Night at the Fitz. I wish the light shine. Tickets start at $40 and are available at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Bring a friend and spend the night at the Fitz. Hotel packages include a deluxe room and two reserve show tickets for $219. Call 1-662-363-LUCK and mention code CP3DOG. Three Dog Night, Saturday, August 31st, Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Subject to availability, must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like 2 extra fuel points for every dollar you spend on Simple Truth and Private Selection. Just download your digital coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Restrictions apply. More ways to save. It's easy at Kroger.
Irene Golf and Country Club has a limited-time membership promotion for $100 plus tax. Includes cart fees, range balls, access to tennis courts, pools, and workout facility. Call 901-752-1521 to sign up for more information.
I apologize for my behavior in this Walmart grocery pickup commercial because I just got my groceries and I'm hungry. When you pick up groceries this fresh, you just got to eat. Am I right? And I didn't have time to shop in store, so I ordered online when it was convenient and then used free curbside pickup to get these baby carrots brought to me without even leaving my car. No extra charge and freshness guaranteed. Speaking of fresh. Oh, man. Try not to order when you're hungry. Walmart grocery pickup. $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
What do you call a truly great beer that's brewed with more taste? Only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs? We call it Miller Lite. What are you holding? Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein and 0 grams fat.
Friday and Saturday, only at the Kroger Digital Sale. Select varieties of Kroger Deluxe Ice Cream are 99 cents. Just get your coupon from the app or visit Kroger.com. You can use your coupon up to 5 times in one transaction at Kroger.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. And now I'm joined by Jeffrey Wright of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Jeffrey, are you in as much of a panic as I am about Tiger Woods?
No, I'm not, and I feel like I'm perhaps maybe on this island alone, and to me, yes, today looked really, really, really bad. And there's really no getting around it. But I do think context oftentimes gets lost with Tiger. And I think because we see him so little, we're so excited to see him. When he doesn't deliver, it becomes a disappointment and then panic ensues. But if you look at, if you just take the last 2 years in general. So let's say after the back fusion, I first started to think that Tiger, that this comeback could be for real when he played in Tampa last year. And I saw the numbers that he was hitting with his driver, ball speed, and all of the numbers suggested, oh, this is different. Because a lot of times the comeback had kind of been smoke and mirrors, and it was him kind of putting it together. But his numbers were starting to be at the elite level of PGA Tour guys. And I thought, okay, this one's different. And he obviously was super competitive in the British Open last year. I think that one he kind of let get away. He played awesome in St. Louis at the PGA, but Brooks Koepka was just slightly better. I mean, Tiger's, I mean, Brooks was the only person that could beat Tiger was Brooks that day. And then I think this year with Augusta, it almost went from, can he win again to he wins at Augusta and everyone's like, well, you know, he set the scoring record at Pebble Beach. Like all of a sudden people were starting to think like Grand Slam. And then if you look at the tournaments that he's played, and he's played a very, very small schedule, but Pebble Beach, it was very cold and very chilly. I mean, everyone was wearing friggin' Under Armour long sleeves or whatnot. Everyone was wearing the thermal sleeves. And then you look at what he's doing right now over in Portrush, where everyone appears to either be in rain suits or everyone's got some type of long sleeve sweater and whatnot, and he's not playing well. And consistently, the tournaments that he's played well, they've all been in warm weather climates where his body feels better. And consistently, the tournaments that he's played poorly in, it's been these type of climates because it appears he just can't. You know, today he was saying, you know, I was missing a lot of shots from left to right, meaning he was slicing it, which implies to me he couldn't get his body through it. So because he could turn through it, it was hitting these wipey little fades, and that's not a shot of professional hits. But today was honestly every bit as bad as the U.S. Open. The difference is the type of course it was on. At Pebble Beach, everyone in a U.S. Open setup, everyone's going to miss greens because there were small greens, and the way that the USGA sets up a tournament, just the greens are very firm and whatnot. Guys are going to miss them, so it becomes very much a short game test. And so when it becomes a short game test, Tiger, even by his own admission this week, he said he feels like his short game's right where it needs to be, but his long game worries him. And so he was able to kind of patch it together at the U.S. Open. It was at no point was he like going to threaten to win, but it wasn't as alarming of, oh my God, oh my God. But in terms of like long shots, he hit a lot of really bad shots. What the difference with today is when you're missing as badly off the tee as he was, and you're missing as badly with his irons as he was, his short game, you're in such bad positions, you can't even get it up and down. And so it looked even worse and worse and worse. But to me, this was more of the same. Like even the Ryder Cup last year, if you think about it, it was cold and damp, and he didn't score a point. Like this has just kind of been what he is. And so I understand the cause for concern. To me, though, today didn't really change anything one way or the other because, and even when people are discussing the comments of, well, I got to see how my body feels, he's been saying that all year. Like he's been consistently saying, I got to see how my body feels, got to see how my body feels. It really boils down to me. He has always played the WGCs. Like even the tournament in Mexico, that didn't fit into his schedule. But he is a guy that truly values the WGCs. And so I still stand where I was beforehand that I still think he's going to play.
Because, okay, so the quotes on Tuesday made me very encouraged. Because,
yeah,
like you mentioned, these WGC events, he was saying, last year I was trying to qualify for Akron,
yep,
which is now Memphis.
Correct.
Same tournament. So for me, that was really encouraging. And part of the reason why I was like, I'm speaking it into existence. Tiger's coming. He's coming. But doesn't the sound of this just have some sort of impact? The sound of, oh boy, it wasn't good today. It was really bad today, and we don't know.
Yes, I will agree. But to me, I hear something different when he keeps mentioning, see, this is why I'm telling y'all, I'm playing less. I think what he is specifically addressing is Tiger has come under fire by a lot of former players, a lot of some current players. Tiger needs to play more. And what I mean by that, everyone's pointing out, well, he hasn't played until the British Open. He hadn't played until the U.S. Open. There was a month in between where he didn't play golf. And to me, Tiger is specifically addressing not playing the 3M in Minneapolis, or not playing the Rocket Mortgage in Detroit. That's what he's responding to, rather than, am I going to play next week? Because everyone also keeps harping on, okay, well, he's never played the week after a major. Well, A, this is a unique schedule. But B, if you look at it, he'll get to play. If he plays next week here, that will mean he'll play this week, next week. He's not going to play the Wyndham, so he'll have a week off there. Then he has the first two FedEx Cup events. Then there's a week off, and then there's the Tour Championship. That's a better schedule than when he played at the end of the year last year, and there's no Ryder Cup right after it. So to me, what I saw today was not really any different than what I had been seeing all year. It's just we obviously have a vested interest, and we're going to be a little more sensitive to it. But this is what Tiger has been in these types of climates. It doesn't look good at times.
So if he misses the cut, is it a good thing?
I think it's kind of neither here nor there, because once he's committed, he was going to play no matter what. So is it better or worse? It's tough for me to say. It's almost like you would have rather seen him shoot a pedestrian like two over today, where he never just didn't make anything. Greens were too slow. Like you'd rather see that than see some of the god awful shots he hit today, and you know, maybe him making the weekend, and it would be nice to see. But I don't think getting to Memphis any earlier, it wouldn't surprise me if he misses the cut, goes down to Florida, and then doesn't even fly here to Memphis until Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, which would have been the same schedule. Like, I don't really think it would have mattered one way or the other.
Right, but he still has tomorrow to get this figured out. Like, if, let's say,
sure,
he doesn't make the cut, he knows he's out, now he's got time, knowing that he's got a few days off, as well as the week leading up to Thursday, to come here. I think if he missed the cut, it may honestly be a blessing in disguise.
Well, if he misses the cut, he gets to go get into warm weather.
Right.
And to me, the bigger question is, he clearly doesn't play well when it's cold like this. My bigger question is, if he plays the weekend, is that two less rounds for him to, because I don't think he tweaked anything. Like, I think this was kind of standard operating procedure for Tiger when he mentions, I'm going to be getting treatment, I'm going to be doing, you know, all of these things that he mentioned. Because I think back to even the tournament at Riviera in January or February, when he was kind of sort of in it. He had like a little run on a Saturday where he shot like 30 or something on the front, and like made six under on nine holes or something like that. And everyone's getting all fired up. But it was kind of the same thing. It was similar type weather. And he was discussing how the things he has to do after the round. But the difference was he played well. So no one really took note of it. But for me, I came into the week thinking that what he did this week didn't really have any bearing one way or the other, in terms of how he finished on a leaderboard, or if he didn't finish on a leaderboard, if he misses the cut. I didn't really think it mattered one way or the other than if he played two more rounds, it was two more rounds to get hurt.
Right. So where do you stand if he doesn't come? I know,
sure,
you're optimistic that he's going to come. How much of a buzzkill is it? How much does it take away from the event?
In terms of casual sports fan, I just don't think, like, you know, you always hear Tiger is the needle. Like, Tiger doesn't move the needle. Tiger is the needle. And in terms of golf, like, he is the only person that we have seen in the last 30 years that can make a casual sports fan watch golf. Like, if
you change the game
completely, because on top of being so dominant and so awesome, for someone who appears to be, like, off the golf course, one of, like, the least cool people alive, when he's on the golf course, he is legitimately one of the coolest guys alive. Like, the things, like, just like the little, you know, the little celebrations he does, you know, forget the fist pump, but I'm just talking about, like, you know, for instance, at Augusta on the 18th hole, he has the par putt on 18. He thinks he's made it. It misses by, you know, a couple inches on the high side. He just flips his putter and immediately catches it. And it's just like, damn, that guy is cool. Like, it's just, he is that guy. He's the only guy that can make a casual sports fan care about golf. In terms of if you are a golf fan, I don't necessarily think it changes anything, because this golf tournament is already better than anything we've ever seen contested in the city in terms of golf. And I don't think it'll change anything from them, but it will change the overall success of the event, because with Tiger comes crowds unprecedented. Like, I think back to, I was living in Winston-Salem the year that Tiger ended up playing Greensboro, because he was trying to qualify and make the FedEx Cup playoff. It's a tournament he would never play under any other circumstances. He announced that he was playing on Friday, similar to this. By the time Wednesday rolled around for the Pro-Am, they had already had to reprint tickets three times. Like, it was four or five times higher of the number of tickets that they had sold any other year previously. And of course, the TV ratings skyrocketed. It's the highest rated, you know, because he was kind of in the hunt on Saturday and Sunday. So in terms of, like, general interest and making it a bigger event in terms of eyeballs and, you know, ticket sales and whatnot, it won't be the same event. But in terms of if you are a golf fan, I don't think it really changes one way or the other, because, you know, you have 47 of the top 50 in the world. The truth is, half of them aren't going to play well. Like, Tiger could have easily been the half that does play well, the half that doesn't. Like, I don't think even how Tiger plays next week changes the event. It's just the fact that he's here. Like, obviously, everyone wants him to play well. And the truth is, everybody wants him to win, because if he wins, he's going to come back again for sure. Like, that's what everyone wants. But it's just, I think in terms of getting the casual fan invested in the person that maybe watches the majors or maybe watches the final round of the majors, this might inspire that person to go and watch more. But I don't think in terms of, like, the success of the event, it really changes it, other than what we're talking about, like, casual interest.
All right, so I want to switch gears.
All right.
Because I heard, well, actually, I got a text from you,
mm-hmm.
and I heard a take on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Because you ranked, what day was it that you did these rankings?
So, yeah, on the Jeff Calkins Show, we are the show for polls, and we are the show for rankings right now. That's where we're in rankings and poll season.
Okay. So you did this quarterbacks rank, mm-hmm. SEC quarterbacks ranking.
Yep.
And you had Kelly Bryant number 10, and I texted you.
Yep.
And I said, that's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
How is Kelly Bryant number 10? And word for word,
mm-hmm.
you texted me.
Yes.
And you said, Kelly Bryant sucks.
Yes, and I will also add, did you forget the Sugar Bowl when your alma mater played Kelly Bryant? And did you at any point feel like Clemson was going to cross the 50?
No, but nobody crossed the 50 against Alabama that year. Auburn scored 26 points. That was the most points scored against Alabama all season. And for college football, that's a relatively low score. And Kelly Bryant, that season, I got the stats right in front of me.
Yep.
Completed 65.8% of his passes.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Threw 13 touchdowns.
Yes, he did.
Rushed for over 660 yards,
mm-hmm.
and rushed for 11 touchdowns, and led his team to the college football playoff. That guy sucks.
Yeah. Let me put some context into those numbers that you just gave.
Because I'm just testing your take here. I'm not totally disagreeing.
You're questioning the take. It's fine.
I'm testing
your take.
Listen,
I'm all for the marketplace of ideas. I firmly believe in this. All right. If you look at Kelly Bryant against the top 25 teams that he played, of FBS quarterbacks, he finished 26th in passer rating, which is a terrible statistic to begin with. But let's go through the numbers specifically. He completed 61% of his passes on throws that were attempted of 6.7 yards. Anything under 7 is a pathetic rate. If you're going to have under 7 yards per attempt, you need to be a 70% passer.
That's fair.
4 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. 4-3. So 66% of his touchdown passes that he threw in that year that you're referring to came against teams outside the top 25 or in non-conference games. He was also sacked 19 times in those games. There was only one other player in FBS football that was sacked more than him in those games, and that was Jarrett Stidham. And Jarrett Stidham was the running joke of the SEC
that
year.
And the one guy that beat Alabama that year.
But the running joke was he just stands like a statue and he gets sacked. Like, that was always the joke. Well, it gets worse for our boy Kelly, because there's a little statistic out there that I love, which is offensive production adjusted for the opponent. Meaning, if you have a yard gained against Alabama, that yard is weighted more significantly than if you would have had a yard against Ole Miss last year, where there were high school teams that could have moved the football a couple of times against them.
Right.
This is where it gets really bad for our boy Kelly Bryant. Oh, boy. He completed 36% of his passes that traveled at least 10 yards down the field. So basically, if he has to throw the ball anywhere, it's a 1-in-3 shot. He had a QBR of 78.3. Quarterback rating of 78.3. Not a QBR. Quarterback rating is 78.3. In the last three games prior to the playoff, he did complete 64 passes for 18.1 yards per attempt. Almost, 85% of those yards came on yards after the catch. So also keep in mind, this guy, they bench him last year. Clemson doesn't lose a game. Clemson loses two games with him last year, and he had three of the most impressive receivers I've ever seen, and the guy still got beat. And there were games in which he looked incompetent, and a lot of times you take sacks because you don't really know what you're doing and you don't know where to go with the football. Kelly Bryant's the guy that he's not quite McElroy, but he's about right there. Where, like, he just happened to be on the right team that was better than everyone, but he's actually not that good.
So let me ask you a follow-up.
All right.
Quarterback without a very good completion percentage, gets knocked for his passing accuracy, led his team to the college football playoff. Does Jalen Hurts suck too?
Yes. I've told you this. I've been on the train. Jalen Hurts' patented progression in terms of taking the snap is first read, bail right, throw it out of bounds. And, like, that's just what he is. It's why, and listen, these aren't just my opinions. Chris the Bear Felica, of course, College Game Day
genius,
is the Bear.
Genius mind.
We both are in agreement on both of these guys. I do not understand the hype train with Oklahoma. I do not understand the hype train. Like, think about the two guys that have played quarterback at
Oklahoma.
It's
easy to see why Jalen is beloved. Let's just, it's pretty easy.
Right, he was the quarterback on a team, but push comes to shove, Clemson, once Bo Scarborough got hurt in the national title game in Tampa, Clemson just sat, like, that was a shot of life because they could not tackle him. Bo was coming downhill at him, and it was just, they had no answer for him. Once he got hurt, you could tell Clemson decided their entire defensive mindset was, we are going to make this guy throw the football to beat us, and he can't do it. And that's how Clemson got all the way back in that game. I mean, most of Jalen's highlight plays are runs.
No, I agree. No, I have no problem with any of your reasoning there. That take needs to be explained. Because if you're going to come out and say, Kelly Bryant sucks, a guy that led his team to the college football playoff and plays for Clemson, that's a hot take. But let me follow
this
up. Hold
on, let's talk about this, though. College football is the number one sport where, like, it is, to me, it's closer to the NBA than it is to the NFL in terms of talent overwhelms all. Like, that Clemson team went undefeated last year, and as soon as they put in Trevor Lawrence, they beat Alabama 44-14 or whatever, 43-17. And the year before, they couldn't cross the 50. And let's also not rewrite history.
Different defense.
No, but let's not rewrite history. Coming into the narrative last year was, yes, this Alabama team is giving up more yards, but that's because their offense is scoring at a much faster rate. They're on the field more. But when push comes to shove, this defense is every bit as good.
We saw Oklahoma torch them before Clemson.
Yeah, that, a lot of that was garbage. What, it was 35-7 at one point? Like, it's, that's the other thing that I always, I kind of gave Bama's defense like a pass last year. When you're up 35-7, it's tough to keep your defensive intensity. Like, it's 35-7, and it's like 7 minutes into the game.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But I do want to say this too, because I think you have the right guy at the top, Tua Tagovailoa. I think that's. But I wanted to add this because I'm pretty sure you're on the same page as me. There's additional reasoning for why he should be number one off the field. I'm not sure if you saw today, but Tua came out and became our leader for the return of NCAA football or EA Sports version of NCAA football. Would you rather have anyone else leading the charge for you than Tua?
Ooh, than Tua. In terms of college football players right now?
Yes, who should be leading the charge for the return of NCAA football?
Well, I mean, Baker Mayfield should be in charge of everything. So,
no, that's good.
But in terms of like, have y'all seen these pictures of Baker and the dogs that Mina Kimes has done this picture? Like, she's done this big thing with him, and he's just taking a bunch of pictures with dogs. It is awesome.
I'm really sad Hard Knocks isn't back there.
Yeah, I'm okay with Gruden, though, because Gruden's a TV
star. No,
it'll
be good, but Baker was the best.
Yeah, Tua's probably the best. I mean, how many actual stars are there in college football? That's the problem with college football. College football struggles with the same problem that Major League Baseball does in that it's such a regional sport. Like, how many true national stars are there? It's basically, in my opinion, like, in terms of guys that you would want leading the charge, it's either Tua or Trevor Lawrence.
No, yeah, those would be the two guys. I mean, you got to have a Clemson or an Alabama guy, in my eyes.
Those are the closest thing to, like, national stars.
Yeah, I mean,
like, Justin Herbert's not going to move the needle.
No, no.
I mean,
he might be the top pick next year.
Yeah, he could easily be. Not on Herbert either. Herbert.
Does he suck too?
He doesn't. He.
You heard it here first. Every quarterback except for Tua in the NCAA
listen,
sucks.
First off, do not question my quarterback prowess here. It's how I earned Jeff Calkins' respect. Is the fact that I've been able. I got a pretty good eye for this. Herbert really, really struggles if anyone breathes on him. Like, if you look at the games, Herbert throws a beautiful football. He also has that thing where he's like 6'5", 215, 210, somewhere in that area. Like, so he looks the part, and he throws a great ball. But as soon as he gets, like, anything around his feet, in his face, he just panics. But, I mean, who... I guess Jalen Hurts can – is he – like, that's the thing. Like,
I mean, he's a name, but, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've got no idea.
Like, who are the stars of college football?
The coaches, really.
Yeah.
It's the coaches.
But,
it's not even the players.
It's all about the kids, though.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all about the kids.
We should know that. We shouldn't be this stupid, Jeffrey.
It's all about the kids.
Yeah, it's never been about that. I think you're dead on. I don't see – any difference. And let me just say, knowing you and the extracurricular activities you like to partake in away from work, I trust your Pac-12 After Dark credentials 100%, because those are the most fun games to watch.
Well, the thing about the Pac-12 is no one is, like, in the SEC, there's a clear tier. Like, you have certain teams that are just better than others. In the Pac-12, the difference between team number 1 and team number 12 is not that wide. Like, the difference between the SEC top team and the SEC bottom team, huge gap. So in the Pac-12, you have less disparity in talent. And then on top of that, because it's on that part of the country, like, we don't realize when you go from Pullman, Washington to Phoenix that it's like a 2,000-mile road trip. Like, we don't contextualize that in our head. And so they have these massive road trips. And so these games just get drunk. And then on top of that, most of the teams, with the exception of, like, Cal, they're all offensive teams. And so when you get into shootouts, like, it's kind of statistically proven. Like, the higher the scoring is, like, the higher the more variance in outcomes that you can have. So it gets very drunk very fast.
Vegas is out there, and I still feel like they've got no idea what they're doing on some of those late night games, because they're just a total crapshoot.
Yeah, I would have to do I haven't run the numbers, but I would suspect the major college conference that had the widest gap between final score and the point total.
Yeah.
I would think that, like, or the spread, excuse me, not the point total. But the spread, I would think the Pac-12 would have to be number one.
It's just crazy.
Like, none of the games make sense.
Yeah, it's total chaos every single time. All right. Thanks, Jeffrey, for joining us.
All right, man. It was a pleasure.
When we come back, I'm going to do four notable stories at 4:44. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You could argue that no city in the world is better known for its barbecue than Memphis is known for its barbecue, but I don't know if people realize this. There's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue, and it is a Memphis Barbecue Company down in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, she's the owner. She's won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake is, quote, worth a pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. If you've been there, you know how great it is. If you haven't been there, you need to get down there. 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. The ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality. And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. 709 DeSoto Cove, that's the address, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. It's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com. The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move is going to be made the first week of July. So from now until June 27th, you're still going to the current location. But starting July 8th, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road in Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road opens July 8th. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-3333.
College can be hard, but every college dilemma can be met with a drawer of solutions. Library turns heat off after midnight? Meet the sweater drawer. Dining hall doesn't allow takeout? Meet the sweater drawer. Convincing yourself hacky sack is cool? Meet, okay, sweaters can't solve everything. But with a mom dresser, you'll have enough space for any new hobby. Like didgeridoo, sheet music.
Get 20% off all mom chest of drawers. Offer valid for IKEA family members in U.S. stores only from July 17th through 28th. While supplies last. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Memphis's hometown event is being elevated to one of the biggest events on golf's calendar. The World Golf Championships FedEx St. Jude Invitational makes its debut at TPC Southwind, July 24th through 28th. Don't miss PGA Tour superstars Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more.
Join me, Dustin Johnson, when I return to TPC Southwind. Tickets are on sale at WGCFedEx.com.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it, too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them Goodman Road in South Haven or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
Hurt? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Hit the green with today's perks deal. Get half off 2 rounds of golf, each with cart rental, range balls, and meal from Riverbend Links in Tunica, Mississippi. Riverbend Links, a par 72, 6,900-yard masterpiece, is the only true Scottish Link-style golf course in the Mid-South. They're located on a scenic bend off the mighty Mississippi River and feature lakes, sand, grass bunkers, and strategically placed mounds. Riverbend Links also offers a fully stocked golf shop, practice facilities, and a bar and grill restaurant. Get yours today at GetMyPerks.com.
I apologize for my behavior in this Walmart grocery pickup commercial because I just got my groceries and I'm hungry. When you pick up groceries this fresh, you just gotta eat, am I right? And I didn't have time to shop in store, so I ordered online when it was convenient and then used free curbside pickup to get these baby carrots brought to me without even leaving my car. No extra charge and freshness guaranteed. Speaking of fresh, oh man, try not to order when you're hungry. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
All right, We're back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeffrey has so much energy just all of the time. It's beyond me. It's amazing.
It's a gift.
So now it's time for four notable stories at 4:44.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Tiger Woods finished his first round at the British Open 7 over, and he grimaced through the entire thing, got treatment afterwards, and now his agent is calling the chances of him playing in Memphis next week a long shot. Not good.
So much
for
that.
Not good. Yeah. Definitely not fun. Not what we want to be hearing. But I maintain my take from the top of the show. The golf tournament is going to be fun no matter what,
yeah,
whether or not Tiger comes. I still have the slightest bit of hope after listening to Jeffrey, but we'll have to see.
Story number two.
Tiger's receiver Demonte Coxey was named to the Biletnikoff watch list. This comes after Patrick Taylor was named to the Maxwell Award watch list, which, you know, both of those are huge, huge honors. I think Demonte's in for a huge season because without Daryl Henderson, it felt like last year at times they just wanted to feed Daryl over and over and over again, and it sort of took away from what, you know, Coxey and some of the other receivers could do.
Short passes to Tony Pollard.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. You that's gone now, and he's going to have to be one of the guys that steps up and does it. So, you know, I think he's in for a huge year.
Story number three.
Today is Penny Hardaway's birthday. He turns 48 today.
Hey.
He smashed the guitar. Smashed the crap out of a guitar, split it right in half last night at the 901 FC game. What's awesome about Penny, and I went in there with no idea what I was going to write about. I wrote a story about him smashing the guitar last night, was he got asked afterwards, are you here because this is a rivalry game and they're playing Nashville SC? Is that the reason why you're here? And he goes, no, I get hype when Memphis plays anybody. It's just Memphis versus everybody. But then he added, he went back and was like, but if it's Nashville, yeah, it gets under your skin a little bit, which is, I think, is exactly what everyone in the city wants to hear, is Memphis versus everybody all the time,
yeah,
but especially Nashville.
You know, it's one of those things, like, it's actually been kind of cool with Memphis 901 FC because, like, there's obviously, like, this kind of rivalry with Nashville, but we never, like, play them in any sports, if you think about it. I mean, when do we ever play? We never play Vanderbilt. Like, they don't have an NBA team. I mean, there's no chance to really, like, really compete head-to-head in anything.
I've never even thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, other than this, like this is 901 FC, and obviously now Nashville's going to MLS, but...
Right. So that'll...
Maybe that'll be us one day.
That'll be ending soon. But I will say, right after Penny smashed this guitar early in the game, 901 FC was playing amazing. They scored a goal. It was called offsides, and they, the team gave it to the referees afterwards in the press conference
because
it was not offsides, and they're right. It wasn't offsides. I was like, oh, it's Penny magic. It's Penny magic. Right. He smashes the guitar and boom, goal 5 minutes later. But then they called it back, which was disappointing. Other people who have birthdays today, I looked it up.
Okay.
Nelson Mandela.
All right.
That's a
good
big
company.
One.
Yep.
Joe Torre.
All right.
And Vin Diesel.
Okay.
That's a pretty good list right there.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good list. I saw that Jeff did the whole what would you give Penny for his birthday today, and I think that the majority I didn't see their
final poll. It was a game against Kentucky.
Was that the winner?
That was the winner, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was good. It was funny. I was talking to the Kentucky Riders down at Peach Jam, and all of us got together, and Christian Fowler from Go Tigers 247 was with me too. And it was a meeting of, like, five of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we all just, at the same time, were like, gosh, these two teams need to play. Like, Memphis and Kentucky need to play.
They will eventually.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be a home and home.
No.
I just highly doubt Cal would ever come back here. And I just don't think Kentucky would see it as, oh, we're not going to stoop to that level to come down here. When they won't even play a home and home with Indiana.
But if Memphis gets back to like the level that we all think they're going to, then they're gonna inevitably be a part of one of those early season events like college basketball does, where it's always, you know, Duke, Kentucky, Michigan State. You know, you would think that Memphis would be involved with that, and at some point meet Kentucky.
Play a neutral site game.
Yeah,
just play a neutral site game. I think both that would benefit both teams. They'd both want to do it. It's always well documented every year how Kentucky has a ton of fans at the SEC tournament in Nashville. Like, if you played it in Nashville, it's right between those two schools.
Yeah.
I think Memphis fans would definitely show up for that as well, and Kentucky would be comfortable playing there. It seems like the perfect scenario. Let's get that game done. We need it. Yep, we need Memphis sure. versus Kentucky.
Story number four.
I have a Guinness World Record follow-up.
All right.
On Monday, we talked about the guy that sat on a toilet for 116 straight hours. Well, while we were here, and while we were here talking about worried about Tiger and worried about what Penny said on Andy Katz's podcast, people in Shanghai were getting stuff done. They set up 7,046 packs of gum and used them as dominoes to break the Guinness World Record. So, if your dream was to sit on the toilet for the longest amount of time and hold the record, or to set up enough packs of gum to set the Guinness World Record, I'm sorry, but your dreams have been absolutely crushed.
They didn't do it with dominoes. So I'm assuming that like someone still holds the record for dominoes that actually.
That's a good question. I would want to know how many dominoes, because think about trying to set up a stick of gum as a domino.
Yeah.
How challenging that would be. Especially to get them to all fall simultaneously and hit each other and the entire thing work. I would get so frustrated. There's no way. Like that's something I could never do.
Congratulations.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, I'll be joined by Daily Memphian columnist Jeff Calkins. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hello, Mississippi. Hello.
On immigration, President Trump knows opponents put our safety at risk.
They don't like Border Patrol. They don't like your police. They don't like anybody.
That's why Representative Mark Baker is standing with President Trump to secure our border. He believes state attorneys general must step up to help President Trump fix this crisis.
My administration will always put the citizens of our country first. The policies of open borders are a threat to every community.
Mark Baker believes Mississippi's Attorney General must act now to help the president. A former prosecutor and conservative judge, Mark Baker fights to uphold the rule of law. Praised by law enforcement, Mark Baker is pushing the AG's office to do more to fight crime, and he has the backs of our police. Call Representative Mark Baker at 601-359-3388 and thank him for standing with President Trump to protect the border and working to set the AG's office right. Paid for by the Center for Individual Freedom.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
It all starts with just one thing. With longer summer days, be sure to spend more time outside enjoying nature. You'll also reduce the amount of electricity you use on lights and television. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Let me live it with you.
Don't miss the return of the soulful, sensual, sensational Manhattans featuring Gerald Austin Friday and Saturday, July 19th and 20th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Yuengling Golden Pilsner, a beer so crisp, refreshing, and smooth. When you crack one open, it makes any occasion golden. A night out with the ladies.
I might call it a night. A night to remember.
Game day with your buddies.
Beer man, Pilsner here. And here, 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 and here.
Happy hours come to life.
Could I get a Yuengling Golden Pilsner?
You know what?
Make it a bucket.
Yes, with Yuengling Golden Pilsner.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.